It's a Friday KFC Radio quickie. We got a I got an Instagram DM the other day from Will H7, and he told me he needs some help on his senior quotes. So shout out to all the youngins who are going through the graduation process and want to you know, leave their indelible mark in history, leave their legacy behind with a good senior quote. You know, it's a pressure-packed situation to ask, like, a 17-year-old idiot, or maybe it's college and you're a 21-year-old idiot, whatever, to drop a quote that lasts for eternity. But here we are. I didn't have it, so for the record, I won't be able to disclose a quote of mine that I did do. I don't think my school offered it. Did you, on the other hand, had, like, a whole – you had, like, your own yearbook.
I had a senior page, so I had, like, 5 pictures and – Way too many words.
Well, you just recently posted a picture of you around that same age. 16 years old you were, right?
That was a guess. Yeah,
so
yeah,
like in your teenage years, you were just the single biggest dickhead to ever walk the planet.
Yeah,
Earth.
Oh, big time.
I thought I was being
deep in my senior quote. Like it's like
Wait. Let's break down the whole look at first before we get to your quote, because this picture was you, I think, in like a pair of like plaid shorts.
Madras shorts.
With like a polo tucked in and just the front, the rest hanging out.
I think it was a button down.
Some obnoxious fucking belt probably.
Yep.
You had like the poofy almost
Newport
like,
sales belt.
I guess in your case it was probably more hockey hair, but when I looked at it, I think of it as like that's like lacrosse bro, probably date rapist hair popping out the back of a hat that was probably the South Carolina Cox hat. I don't know.
I think it was BC, but in that version,
exactly. And you just got this smile on your face, like, yeah, I'm coming for that hand job, girl. And so you're just the biggest dickhead in the whole world.
The worst.
So,
that was the fucking
so
worst.
So your school says.
Tyler's comment about that was so great. I would like to fight this photograph.
your school decided to say, give this person right here an entire page in this yearbook to leave his legacy, huh?
A whole fucking page, man. Well, like my graduating class was only like 60 people, so.
Right, because you're one of those bougie fucks.
And, so it was a lot. Like I like shout out to like every friend, like teachers that helped me so much along the way, coaches. Like it was.
Did you put like the Green Day quote, like something like I hope you had the time of your life or something like that?
No.
Did you quote like vitamin C?
Mine
as we go on. I could see you doing something so fucking lame.
This is actually perfect for like this week since we had OAR on earlier, Mark Roberge. But, like, I think I had, like, 3 OAR quotes on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is perfect.
I mean definitely the opening one. The only thing I totally remember is, like, the first, like, opening thing. It's so dark for 17-year-old me, but I guess it was very foreshadowing. It was.
You were very on brand.
It was, yeah, very on brand. It was, in the end, my friend, we will all be together again.
I mean, that's literally the Charlie Puth song they play for Paul Walker, who died in a fiery car crash.
Well, it's an OAR song.
I know, but now looking back on it, 2020, with who you've become, it's like eventually we'll all be dead and be reunited.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. But it's hard. Like that's kind of my advice for like, well, you're a senior quote. Like, I guess. Don't try and be prolific.
Because here's the thing. You're not. You're fucking dumb.
You're not.
You haven't gone through a goddamn thing yet. Mm-mm. You have no knowledge of anything, so the thought that you're going to be, like, wise, you have wisdom to impart to the world, nah, bro. No, you don't.
And don't – I don't even think – don't try and be funny with it either.
Cause no, because you're also not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the choices that Feidelberg had made. His hair, his outfit, his hat, his face, his surroundings. All the choices he made were bad. So you're not going to be funny. You're not going to be witty. You're not going to be wise. You just shouldn't – I'm pretty sure this is why my school just didn't even have quotes. They were like, all these kids are idiots. we can't give them free control of this yearbook. They're going to say something stupid. Now, I'm forever and always the greatest celebrity senior quote of all time belongs to one Earl J.R. Smith.
Yes.
Get chicks or die trying.
That's a good one.
Which is just, you know, and so here's the other side of things. Like, there's going to be some kids in high school right now who go on to be famous. Some athletes who pan out, some fucking businessmen who pan out to be the next, like, Jeff Bezos, whatever. And you're probably thinking, like, you know, people are going to look back on this one day. Like, J.R. Smith is probably like, yo, when I make it to the league, people are going to see Get Checks or Die Trying. And then he fucking did it. You probably won't do it, but maybe there's that chance. Maybe there is that chance. So maybe.
What about The World Needs Ditch Diggers too? Because then if you make it, it's ironic looking back. And if
you
don't,
it's like, hey,
it's
call
like,
the
oh,
shot.
Look at him. Yeah, he knew what
he was. Very self-aware. He was very comfortable in his own skin. Yeah. I'm going to be a ditch digger. I personally.
Be a beta.
Be a beta would be a great one. I think, obviously, you can't have any profanity. But I think I would go with my true mantra for everything. Be normal.
Be normal.
It's my words to high school kids. It's my words to senior citizens on their deathbed. Just be normal. Like, I was going to say don't be an asshole. Obviously, you can't say that. Just be normal.
Dude, thinking back on this, like you don't remember it because you never had to do it, but like, this was...
It's got to be nerve-wracking as
this
fuck.
This was like the most stressed I'd been in my life.
I mean...
Like, I was more stressed about this than I was about
a lot,
like, waiting for my college applications.
Hey, condense something down that like everyone's going to see that really like encapsulates you as like a person. Oh, Jesus Christ, you know? It's like... How about not?
I remember there was... I think this wasn't even a kid who graduated in my class. He graduated like 2 years before, but I remember looking through the yearbook and thinking like, fuck, this kid's a genius. Because on our senior page, it was like you were allowed like 3,000 words or five pictures.
3,000 words?
I forget how many words it was, but it was a lot of words or like five pictures or whatever. And someone put one picture and then just put, they say a picture's worth 10,000 words, so I just trumped you all. And I was like, oh, that's good.
That's one of those urban legends where it's like, you know, I submitted my college essay blank, and I said, this is what takes guts, you know?
This was an urban legend. Yeah,
yeah, he actually did it.
This is the one I heard of. Like, I read it. I read it and was like, whoa.
That's pretty
good.
Cocky.
Yeah.
All right. So I just pulled up a couple celebrity quotes. So, you know, you want a little inspiration? Look to the people who really made it. Bruce Willis, to become deliriously happy or a professional harp player. That was like his dream.
Wait, sorry, give that one again?
Like it was like, what's your dream? And he said, to become deliriously happy or a professional harp player.
Bad.
Lame. Tina Fey said, we had to fill in the blank. 5 years from now, I will be. And she said, very, very fat.
I mean, not very good either.
No.
Like, there's nothing good. You can't be good. Don't try and be good. That again, that's a mantra for senior quotes and for life. Don't try and be good.
Do we know this guy, Darren Criss?
Yeah, I think he's at, I think he's in that, I think he's a Glee kid, maybe?
He said, and said Chewbacca.
No, this
like,
is,
kill
this
yourself,
is, this
dude.
Is tough. This
I
is
mean,
tough to listen to.
Ryan Reynolds, he had, like, a whole goddamn paragraph. He had, like, a Feidelberg thing.
Oh, that, please, that wasn't even close to how long mine was.
I mean, these people, so here's the thing. Like, I'm scrolling through all of these horrible, horrible, Stephen Colbert's was Nobody Loves Me.
There's nothing, just,
so,
the, just so the fact
like,
that it's in,
so,
the
so
only...
This is it, like, Will, you're worried about it, and I just pulled up, like, the guys like Ryan Reynolds and Bruce Willis and, like, these fucking guys who crush life, their quotes, stunk. So don't ever think for 1 second that you are gonna, like, nail this.
The only
I mean?
Impressive high schoolers in history are, like, the Parkland kids right now.
Oh, aside, my God, those fucking kids.
They're all rock stars.
They're unbelievable.
Aside from...
Is this just the smartest school in the world that's happened to happen to? It's nuts. Everybody else
them,
is a little piece of shit.
You're
a little asshole.
You mean nothing.
And then J.R. Smith, like, he crushed it. He knocked it out of the fucking park. Get tricks or die trying when you're J.R. Smith. You nailed it. We were not allowed to do the quotes, but we did have the senior superlatives, which I think are something of the past. I think that's a relic of the past. I don't think you're allowed
to. I would imagine they are.
Because, you know, senior superlatives, we used to give out best this and most that and coolest blah, blah, blah. And now if you do that, it's bullying and it's wrong. So I don't think you can do it anymore. But I think we were one of the last. Did you do that?
Yes.
So you were probably one of the last really around then because you're a couple years younger than me. But, you know, we had shit like best body. Did you have that?
No.
We had best body.
It was
just a chick with like a fat ass and rocking tits.
Really?
And like a dude who was cut up. Remember that? That was wild.
You had best body?
Yes. I remember my girlfriend. She was a butterface, but she was in the running for best body. She was in like third place, but whatever, you know.
What was yours?
So, you know, there was like most likely to succeed, best body, best looking, all these cool ones. And then your boy clocked in with biggest
You were romantic.
I was a romantic. It was me and this you know, they do a guy and a girl. It was me and this chick, and we just like took a picture like hugging, and it was like big as heart. And I was like, because I was just like nice to fat people, basically. I just like wasn't a dick to everybody. But I remember being like, I remember my senior.
That's a good one to have, because that's like my biggest,
you know,
regret
what?
Is I was never a
okay.
bully.
So you know what?
I wasn't nice
looking
to everybody.
Looking back on it, I was proud of it. In the moment, I was like, can we not? I remember I got for like our senior basketball team, I got like the sportsmanship award.
Oh God!
It was like this dude's like the MVP. This guy was like the scoring leader, and then like I was like the senior captain. They were like, sportsmanship.
That's the Caleb, so, like the mascot on the sidelines, the morale coach.
Absolutely,
it
was like I think I made like an academic thing and sportsmanship, and I won biggest heart. And I was like, okay, well, why don't we just make a page also called biggest biggest F word, biggest fucking loser. Why don't we just do that to me too, guys? Just seal my high school career with exactly what it was. Thanks a lot, high school. Thanks a lot, yearbook committee. Biggest heart. I was nice to fat people, that's all. I just didn't bully anybody. I just hung out with the losers sometimes. You know, otherwise I hung out with this Puerto Rican kid and this black kid too. That was very multicultural, as
look
you know.
At you.
So all of a sudden it was like, give it to this guy. He hangs out with everybody. What happened to like, what, that's not cool? I can't be like that. I can't be like coolest or something? Bullshit.
I didn't get best dressed. I was furious about that.
Ooh, well, I mean, look at yourself. Look at yourself back then.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I'll tell you what. A lot of the gals on Twitter have been like, I would have fucked 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That, like,
right now,
I was
a total
very
asshole,
well,
but you were on trend for sure back then. Little like, date rapist Abercrombie model, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I was, like, best smile or, like, best eyes or something like that.
And you're upset?
No, oh, no, I wasn't upset. I just wanted best dressed. You could only get one. I wanted best dressed.
Look at this guy. Well, I was in the running for everything, and I only got, you know, best eyes. What a dick.
Yeah, but those are long gone. Those are dead. I read...
That used to have, like, youthful exuberance and a soul behind them, and now they're just pieces of charcoal like a fucking snowman.
I read, like, what was supposed to be a romantic line the other day that was, you know, fall in love with someone's eyes because it's the only thing that won't change about them. And I was like, bitch,
what?
Have you met me? I used to have beautiful eyes.
They're piercing and happy, and now they're just dull.
I had Alec
gray.
Baldwin eyes, and now they're just gone. now I have shark eyes. just black.
They're like the color of Rappaport. that gray, bleak, the bleak look. Well, so Will, I mean, I would say be normal. Don't overdo it. Don't try to be funny. Don't try to be profound, and recognize that no one's even really gonna go back and look at this.
And you know, it will only be you, and like,
and you'll,
like no
laugh
one,
at
no
yourself,
one goes
and
back and flips through
to
their
other people's
right.
quotes.
You go back and look at yourself.
Yes,
and so just don't put anything,
motherfuckers.
Don't put anything there that will embarrass you.
You
like
yeah.
I will put mine out. I can't guarantee. I gotta look at like the names and stuff like that. Like I don't want to put other people's
no,
shit
of course,
out there.
Of course.
I'll put mine out, I think. But, like, I remember looking through it last time, which was years ago, and being like, oh, my God, no one can ever see this.
Oh, good. So we'll see. Feinalberger will come back and be like, nah, man, sorry, I couldn't. There's too
many
names.
I'll bring it back, and I'll show you. And then
we'll decide.
Like, maybe we can, like, black
we'll
out
redact
names
shit.
Or something
we'll,
like that.
Audience, I will make this happen. There will be something of Feinalberger's senior quote that we will put out for you. But for everybody else struggling through it there, just don't over. I mean, it's like the total male time mantra. Don't raise the bar too high. Don't do anything like cheap and low. Just like stay right in between.
It's hard. It's
or
hard
like,
to
or,
judge.
I mean, I feel like you can always just pick like a classic song, maybe.
Yeah, you think even that's like cliche?
It's well,
like,
yeah,
it's
cliche, but
it's
kind of like
path.
Safe. You know, I don't know if you pick like a type of song that like the world universally respects. I don't know.
It's hard to evaluate yourself in the future and your judgment you'll have, mm-hmm. but just be like everything you write down. Be like, will this embarrass me in the future?
Yes,
because and again, it's really hard because I know like even like up to 8 years old me, I was like, I can't believe anyone thinks I'm going to do anything but live in my treehouse with my toys.
Right,
like,
right.
Like that's what I'm doing.
Right,
like, that's crazy to think I won't be doing that. That's what
I'll do until I'm
50.
Never leave here.
Like I don't care about
yes.
like jobs and like what other people think of me. Like I'm just going to live in my treehouse with my toys, and that changes. So like you could be looking at a quote, and be like, no, this is always going to be awesome. It just probably
it won't
isn't.
Be. It won't be.
Although unless it's the OAR one, because I'll tell you what,
That still holds up. It still plays. Holds up.
In the end, my friend, we will all be together.
Yeah,
again.
I mean, yeah. What, you know, they say like death and taxes and shit. So just be like, come up with something about death or like losing money. And it'll be good. And then everyone will be like, yeah, that guy was right. He was ahead of his time. Be like, your senior quote should be like, I'm probably going to be a lot more miserable when I'm 40. That one's spot on. I'm telling you right now.
Do the Andy Bernard.
What's that?
I wish there was a way to know knew you were in the good old days when you were still in them.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's like, you know, living the here and the now sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Recognize that. Yeah. Oh, every single waking moment will be worse than the one before it. Done. Just a fact.
You were
just
all
a fact.
You were all a part of the best time of my life.
Yes. And also, if you are here tomorrow, you're a part of a worser time because it's gotten worse.
If you're still
the KFC radio,
if you're still here in 20 years, you've seen this shit.
If you're still here in 20 years, I don't know what's wrong with you. You shouldn't be around me at all. You shouldn't be reading this in 20 years. And also,
yeah, what about that?
Also,
like,
also, has death arrived yet? Yeah. Does that roll off the tongue?
John, close the book, you narcissistic fuck.
Yeah. That would be funny. So it'd be like, my senior quote is dedicated to me and only me because I'll be the only one who ever goes back and reads this. So
yeah.
I hope you are not a piece of shit because right now you certainly are or whatever.
Shit. We're reading this. We really aren't doing well. Like,
hey, future me, why are you reading your yearbook again, you loser? Get off your ass and make something of yourself.
give a pump-up speech to your future self.
That's good.
What are you, sitting in the attic reading your yearbook? Go make your daughter breakfast, you nerd.
Imagine that. Be like, hey, you're probably on your third wife by now. You probably don't even have a good job. You don't even have a 401k and you're addicted to cigarettes.
We were captain of the hockey team, you motherfucker. Get it together. What is wrong with you?
You know what? To just like boil that all down so it can just be a quote, it should just be like, I hope we're not fat now. Future John, I hope we're not fat.
Me to future me.
I hope we didn't get fat. If you're reading this, I hope we're not fat. Like in the Drake lyrics. If you're reading this, I hope you're not fat.
We started off with this. We didn't know where we were going to go.
No way.
This is the way you got to go.
I was like, listen, you can't even give a good answer. Well, guess what? We found one. We found a good answer. Only talk to your future self because that's the only person who will ever go back and read your quote. Will, start cooking that up, pal. Just think about how lame you'll be when you're 40 and reading your own yearbook quote and craft around that.
Hey, John, if we're not normal, I'm going to be
so fucking pissed. Good luck to all the seniors out there. And shout out to all my people who are good sports and had the biggest heart.
Nice eyes.
Yeah.
That was good.
We arrived at it. We just like kind of figured it out.
That's kind of the way it takes. That's the way it goes. We
by like, 12 minutes in it, you start cooking.